Through our journey of faith, there are many obstacles.
自己会感觉在牧养当中也感觉到一些信徒的信仰会有障碍。
I feel this personally, and I feel the same thing for the members that I pastor.
这个障碍如果没有排除，信仰没有办法进步。
If we do not overcome these obstacles, we cannot improve in our faith.
有时候就退步了。
In fact, sometimes we may even fall back.
甚至跌倒。
Sometimes even fall down.
所以在走天国的这个路途当中，一定会有障碍。
As we walk on the journey of the heavenly kingdom, we will definitely encounter obstacles.
但是要靠神啊，帮助我们突破。
We need to rely on God to overcome these obstacles.
我们看那个，在有人在吃这个核桃，核桃的壳很硬。
The shell of the walnut is very hard.
所以要用那个铁的这个夹子把它夹破。
You must crush it.
那这个里面的这个才吃得到。
Before you can eat what is inside.
但是我们把这个核桃啊种在地上。
Now we plant the walnut on the ground.
你就跟它浇水。
We have to water it.
过了一段时间。
After a while.
你发现一个芽跑出来。
It will bud.
很硬的，你把土挖开来看，那个很硬的壳啊破掉。
If you dig up the roots, you'll see that the very hard shell is broken.
所以那个芽跑出来了。
That is why it budded.
如果那个壳没有破掉，那个芽长不出来。
If the shell isn't broken, the plant will not grow.
所以那个壳就是一种障碍。
So the shell itself is an obstacle.
那这个障碍破掉了，生命就出来。
Once the obstacle is broken, there will be life.
所以常常我们在信仰当中会有一些障碍堵在我们前面，使我们属灵的生命没有办法长大。
Very often there are obstacles before us to hinder our faith.
我们需要靠神帮助把它排除。
We need the help of God to overcome these obstacles.
我今天早上从诗篇106篇来查考一些。信仰生活的障碍。
This morning we'd like to study some of the obstacles we may encounter from the Psalm number 106.
诗篇106篇。
Please turn to Psalm number 106.
这篇诗是在描写以色列百姓背逆神的历史。
This psalm describes how the Israelites turn against God.
也是他们行旷野路的一个经验。
And it is also a description of their journey in the wilderness.
其实这也是今天我们信仰路程的一个参考。
Actually, this is a good example of our journey today.
在诗篇一百零六篇里面有谈到神的恩典，也有谈到他们遇到很多的障碍。
In this very psalm, it is mentioned about the grace of God and also the obstacles that they encounter.
我们还记得那个20岁以上出埃及的人数大概有60万以上男的。
We remember there are approximately 600,000 male who left Egypt.
如果跟女的跟小孩子都一起算上去啊，200万以上的。
Counting the women and the children, there will be over 2 million people who left Egypt.
那这些人以后真的进到迦南地了。
And out of these 2 million people, those who enter into the land of Canaan,
只有两个,
there were only two.
就是加勒跟约书亚。
That's Caleb and Joshua.
其他这个20岁以上很高兴出埃及的，全部死在旷野。
Everyone else who left Egypt died in the wilderness.
就是太多的障碍，他没有办法突破。
Because there were too many obstacles that they could not overcome.
就死在那些阻挡的面前。
They died in front of the obstacles.
这个出埃及行旷野进迦南是天路历程。
To leave Egypt to walk in the wilderness and enter into the land of Canaan is our journey of faith.
出埃及就是脱离魔鬼。
To depart Egypt is to depart from demons.
过红海就是洗礼。
To cross the Red Sea is baptism.
进入迦南地就是进天国。
Entering the land of Canaan is the entering of heavenly kingdom.
从洗礼一直到进天国这段时间就是旷野路。
And from baptism to heaven, that is the journey in the wilderness.
出埃及不简单啊。
It is not easy to depart from Egypt.
法老一直不让他走。
Because Pharaoh hindered them.
所以用了10个很有能力的灾啊，但是法老硬心软下来。
So it is after 10 plagues that Pharaoh softened his heart.
所以一个人要信耶稣实在也不简单啊。
So it is not easy for a person to believe in Christ.
魔鬼用各种不同的方法来阻挡。
Satan will stop you in any way.
但是啊，更不简单的是走旷野路。
However, it is even harder to walk in the wilderness.
更不简单的是洗礼以后怎样来过一个得胜的信仰生活。
It is harder to have a victorious life after the baptism.
所以有时候我们看到洗礼很多。
Sometimes we see that there are many people being baptized.
但是过了两三年他不信。
After a few years, they will not believe anymore.
有跌倒了。
Some will fall.
犯罪了。
Some will sin.
所以这个洗礼很多，但真的信仰走到最后一口气也不多。
So although there are many baptized, not many will reach their goals.
这个原因就是在途中有很多的困难跟阻挡。
The reason is because there are many hindrances and many difficulties in their life.
我们现在来看106篇。
Let us now read Psalm number 106.
第四节。
Verse 10.
他拯救他们脱离恨他们人的手，从仇敌手中救到他们。十一节
，verse 11。
谁淹没他们敌人，没有一个存留。十二节
，twelve。
那时他才信他的话，歌唱赞美他。这个神在法老面前呢行十个灾。
God has performed 10 plagues before the presence of Pharaoh，
使法老王信服神。
So that Pharaoh would believe in God.
但是对埃及人来讲，这个灾不是在他们身上。
However, these
对以色列民来讲
，this plague did not happen unto the Israelites.
所以他们只看到。
So they saw.
所以他们并没有完全信服神。
However, they did not completely believe in God.
因此，在他们到的红海旁边
，So when they reached the shore of the Red Sea,
这个时候，他们对神没有信心。
They began to have doubt.
就开始埋怨神
and they complain against God.
拿石头 要打摩西，把摩西打死。
They wish to stone Moses to death.
那个时候摩西很平静。
At the time, Moses was very calm.
因为他知道这条路是神要他们走的。
Because he knew that this is the way of God.
所以神会负责。
And he knew that God will take care of them.
神会解决他们困难。
God will take care of their difficulties.
摩西已经看到神的应许。
Moses has seen the promise of God.
但是以色列百姓没有。
However, the Israelites failed to see that.
所以他们反抗，他们害怕，他们要打摩西。
Therefore, they complained, they were afraid, and they wanted to stone Moses.
后来神跟摩西同在，结果这个红海分开。
However, God was with Moses, and the Red Sea parted.
那么他们看到了这个大神迹发生在他们身上。
After seeing this great miracle happening to them,
而且这个敌人被水淹没。
And after seeing their adversary is being drowned.
十二节说他们在那个时候才信他的话。
In verse 12, it says that at that time they believed the promise.
才开始在赞美神。
And they began to sing his praises.
一直到过红海以后，他们才真的信神，赞美神。
Only when after they crossed the Red Sea, they began to believe God fully.
他们本身体验到了。才真的信神。
Because they have personal experienced God, and that's why they believe in God.
但是啊，人的本性是健忘的。
However, man, it is the human nature to forget.
有时候你看到一个人刚刚得到恩典或刚刚信耶稣啊，充满着喜乐。
A man who just received the blessings of God will be very joyful.
到处充满着感谢。
He will be very thankful.
但是过了不多久。
Not long after,
这个生活又退到原来的样子去。
He will go back to what he was.
所以人是健忘的。
Therefore, a man is forgetful.
那以色列百姓本来就这样。
This is also the nature of the Israelites.
二十三节说。
In verse 23,
说等不多时，他们就忘了他的作为，不仰望他的指教。就过了不多久啊，他就忘记神的作为。
It is said that they forget about the acts of God.
就是忘记神的恩典。
That is to forget about the blessings of God.
也没有仰望神的指教。
And they do not hope for God anymore.
这个神的指教就是神的引导。
The counsel of God is the instruction of God.
所以他们心中啊，神的恩典忘记了。
They have forgotten about God in their hearts.
那么神的引导他也没有再仰望。
And they wait no more for the counsel of God.
那个时候这个信仰开始退步的时候。
So at this is the time when their faith began to fall apart.
这个信仰给我们一股力量，常常就是因为神的恩典在感动我们。
Sometimes, the strength of our faith comes from the blessings of God.
因为我知道神很爱我。
We know that God loves us very much.
所以这个爱常常感动我，因此我对神常常有一个向心力。
So this love motivates us so that we can turn to God.
但是那一种神的恩典，这个爱的感动如果开始减弱，我们对神的向心力就少了。
However, if this love began to decrease.Then we will not be so moved anymore.
那人就开始退步了。
And man began to fall.
所以忘记神的恩典啊，人就离开了神。
So once a man forgets about the blessings of God, he will begin to fall.
我们在教会里面看到很多人热心服侍神的信徒。
We see many members who diligently work for the Lord in the church.
都有一个共同的现象。
And they all have one common phenomenon.
他们对神的恩典啊, 常常没有忘记。
That is that they never forget about the blessings of God.
有神的爱在感动他们。
The love of God filled within them.
那15节开始讲他们, 我现在开始来谈那么信仰几个障碍。
Now I will begin to talk about some of the obstacles in their faith, beginning with verse 15.
您看15节。
Let's read verse 15.
14节。
Verse 14.
反倒在旷野大起欲心，在荒地试探神。 15节。
Verse 15.
他将他们所求的赐给他们，却使他们的心灵软弱。这个地方讲说，以色列百姓在旷野大起欲心，在荒地试探神。
In verse 14, it says, in the desert, they gave into their craving, and they put God to test.
因为他们从埃及所带来的这些韭菜啦、鱼肉啊，很快就吃光了。
Because not long after, they have run out their food, which they brought out from Egypt.
但是神有赐玛拿给他们吃。
However, God granted them manna.
这个玛拿啊，味道只有一种。
There's only one kind of manna.
所以这个玛拿吃久了，他们就厌。
So after a while, they became... uninterested anymore.
他不晓得这个玛拿原来就是神迹啊。
They know not that manna itself is a miracle.
所以他就回想埃及那个吃的那个鱼啊、肉啊、这些菜啊是相当好。
So they remember what they had in Egypt.
他忘记在埃及做奴隶。
They have forgotten that they were slaves in Egypt.
虽然吃得很好。
Although they had good food.
是奴隶，是永远没有希望。
They were slaves, they were not free.
旷野虽然吃得很简单，
although in the wilderness they eat simply，
这是一条希望的道路，
but this is a way of hope，
因为走完旷野就到迦南，
because at the end of this journey they will reach the land of Canaan，
所以他们忘记了一个最大的目标，
so they have forgotten their goal，
只是看到这个短暂的吃喝，
they see what is temporary，
所以被欲望控制，
so they were controlled by their cravings，
在那个地方他们就试探神，埋怨神。
So at the very point, they put God in test.
这是第一个他们旷野旅程的障碍。
This is their first obstacle in the journey.
欲望,
their cravings.
我们现在要试试看, 我们要审查我们的信仰生活。
When we self-examine,
我们有没有让欲望成为我们信仰的障碍?
Is our craving the master of our life?
圣经对我们的生活的 最基本的需要有保障。
The Bible tells us that we are guaranteed for the basic needs of our life.
保罗说有衣有食就应该知足。
Paul says you shall be content when you have food to eat and clothes to wear.
保罗对我们这个生活知足的这个标准定得很低，有衣穿，有食物穿就要知足。
So Paul set a very low standard for our daily lives.
那在马太福音里面，耶稣说，
In Book of Matthew, Jesus said,
我们今日的饮，我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
Give us today our daily bread.
就是我们每一天的生活的需要可以求神赐给我们。
That is, we're allowed to ask God for our daily need.
这个是神对我们绝对的保障。
This is a guarantee from God.
生活的基本需要神一定会给我们。
The basic need God will surely grant us.
不要为这个来忧虑。
We shall not worry about those.
那事实上我们现在活在美国，大部分都已经离开了这个生活基本需要的程度。
Actually, those of us who are in America do not have this problem.
大家生活应该都过得去的。
Everyone should have a okay life.
那下一步我们遇到困难就被欲望控制。
Our next obstacle is that we are controlled by our desires.
因为痛苦是从比较来的。
Because suffering comes from comparing.
那时候我们在这个照片里面看到，非洲的这些人的生活。
If you look at the pictures of the Africans.
除了说索马利亚那个很特别的情况之外。
Somalia is the exception.
我到奈及利亚好几次，我不会觉得他们生活比我们痛苦。
When I went to Nigeria, I don't feel like they have a worse life than we do.
他们的感觉，对他们生活的感觉，不会比我们感觉到更痛苦。
They do not feel any suffering.
他们一个月的收入大概最多三四十块美金。
Their income is on average about $30 a month.
吃得很简单。
They eat very simply.
大部分一天吃两餐。
They eat about 2 meals a day.
吃那个番薯粉啊。
Or they eat potato.
然后把它弄成一团，好像。
挖机这样哈，they will grind it together and eat it.
然后就是用辣椒这个咸鱼干这样沾着这样吃，一天两餐。
And they eat that along with hot pepper.
但是他们的生活不会比我们觉得痛苦。
However, they do not feel any suffering.
因为他抬头一看，每一个人都这样。
Because when they compare themselves to the others, everyone else around them is doing the same thing.
当你觉得每一个人都这样
，when you're seeing that, when you're feeling you're no different,
你就不会痛苦。
Then you will not feel suffering.
痛苦就是说每一个人都这样，我没有办法这样，那就是痛苦。
When you feel that you're different from everyone else, you will feel different.
所以痛苦从比较来。
So suffering comes from comparison.
那我们在美国这个社会啊，因为大家在物质上的追求都是一直在爬。
In the American society, because everybody is pursuing for a better life.
所以有时候我们看到别人物质生活水准比我们高。
So sometimes seeing other people living better, better than we do.
一比较之下就会痛苦。
Under comparison, we begin to feel troubled.
那一旦觉得痛苦
，once you're troubled,
我们也要跟人一样。
You would wish to be like the other.Like everyone else,
我们就被欲望控制了。
Then you are being controlled by your cravings.
那就常常成为我们信仰一个障碍。
Then that becomes an obstacle to your faith.
所以如果这个障碍没有除掉
，If you do not get rid of this obstacle,
很可能信仰就停在那地方，没有办法进步。
Your faith will not be able to advance anymore.
先看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4,
verse
11.
我并不是因为缺乏说这个话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会的。十二节。
Verse 12.
我怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得的秘诀。十三节。
13.
我靠那加给我力量的，凡事都能。这里保罗在谈到说他得到秘诀。
Here Paul says that I have learned the secret.
他说是丰富或者是卑贱啊，或者是饱足或饥饿或没有或有，我都得到秘诀。
He said I have learned a secret whether well fed or hungry, whether in plenty or want.
对保罗来讲
，To Paul.
如果信徒给他更多的爱心
，If the believers give him more love.
他过得很丰富。
He can live plenty.
他在丰富当中不会放纵。
And in plenty, he will not indulge.
那有时候他比较过得比较清苦的生活。
Sometimes he is in want.
他在清苦生活，他不会埋怨。
And in times like that, he will not complain.
有时候他被人很尊重。
Sometimes he's well respected.
他不会这样骄傲。
He will not be proud.
有时候他被人卑贱，被人石头打。
Sometimes he's despised.
他不会这样离开神。
He will not depart from God for this reason.
所以保罗这个人变得很有弹性。
So Paul is very flexible.
什么情况我都可以过得很快乐。
In all situations, he said, I can be content.
他已经不受控制。
He is not being controlled.
他已经超越。
He has surpassed these.
所以对他来讲，这一方面已经不是障碍。
So to him, these are not obstacles.
那我们如果能够学到这样
，If we're able to learn these secrets,
信仰可以得到很大的力量。
Our faith will be strengthened greatly.
我们常常就是说我一定要这样我才可以活。
Sometimes we feel like we have to live a certain way.
我如果没有这个水准我就不能活。
Without reaching a standard I will not be able to live on.
就是因为这个生活失去了弹性。
Because you're not flexible.
结果我们一直被捆绑住了。
You are being bound.
信仰没有办法进步。
You cannot improve in your faith.
所以路加福音里面耶稣在讲说这个撒种的比喻。
In the book of Luke, Jesus talked about the parable of sowing seed.
他说有一种地是很好。
He said that there's a good type of soil.
这个种子撒下去也在长大。
When the seed is being sown there, it will grow.
但是荆棘把它掐住。
However, the thorns will choke it.
所以有一些信徒确实他心地很好。
Some of the members do truly have good hearts.
心地又谦卑又善良。
They are kind and they're meek.
但是信仰就是没有办法进步。
However, their faith cannot grow.
因为有荆棘把它掐住。
Just because their thorn choking it.
那这个荆棘是什么
？What is the thorn?
耶稣讲三种。
Jesus said there are three types.
今生的思虑。
The desire of this world.
钱财。
Money.
还有厌乐。
And enjoyment.
这个三个其实都是欲望。
All these are desires.
今生的思虑就是生活水准。
The desire of this world is our living standard.
钱财。
Money.
那接下去就是厌乐。
And finally, feast.
这个都是欲望。
These are our desires.
所以这个会如果被欲望控制了
，If you're being controlled by your desire，
我们就被荆棘掐住。
You are being choked by the thorns.
你信仰没有办法进步。
Your faith will not be able to grow.
所以我们在这个欲望的满足有一个基本条件。
So, there's a basic principle.
就是不会影响我们的家庭跟信仰生活原则下
That is under the principle that it will not affect our family or our faith.
那种情况下，我们可以追求欲望的满足。
Under that circumstance, we can pursue for a better life.
但是如果追求欲望的满足会影响我们的家庭生活跟信仰生活。
On the other hand, if it affects the life of our faith in our family,
我们就应该在那个地方停住。
We should stop at that very point.
在那个地方求神帮助我们。
We should ask God to help us at that point.
所以这个保罗才讲说啊，靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
That is why Paul says, "I can do everything through Him who gives me strength."
在腓立比书里面，保罗同样腓立比书，我们看第三章。
Let's now refer to Philippians chapter 3,
十九节
，verse 19.
他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚子。这里讲说他们的神就是自己的肚子。
Here it says their God is their own stomach.
就是服侍自己的欲望。
That is their worship for they serve their own.Desire.
所以现在在美国啊，生活舒服是第一个生活目标。
So to enjoy is the number one goal in America.
每一种设计都是为着舒服。
Every mechanical design is for enjoyment.
那你看到这个年关来啊，这个 on sale 这个广告不晓得多少。
And at this time of the year, there are many advertisement for sales.
啊，送到你的家借着邮件。
And they will deliver to your house.
哦，然后借着这个报纸的广告。
Through the advertisement of newspaper,
到处都在 on sale.
Everywhere is on sale.
那你如果心没有抓住了
，if you do not control your heart,
这个 on sale 就是刺激你的欲望。
These on sale is to stimulate your heart.
你天天就看那个，我要买这个，我要买那个。
You will begin to have desires to purchase things.
就被它绑住了。
And then you will be bounded.
所以这个欲望的满足，这个也是一种神的恩典。
So the satisfaction of our desires is a blessing of God.
提摩太前书提摩说，神赐百物给我们享受，叫我们吃喝快乐，这是神的恩典。
In the first Timothy, we're told that God grant us all food and drinks to satisfy us.
但是不要被它控制了，影响我们信仰进步。
However, we should not be controlled by these things.
这是第一个信仰要突破的。
This is the number one obstacle we must overcome.
我再看诗篇一百零六篇。
Let's now turn back to Psalm number 106.
诗篇一百零六篇。十六节到十八
，Psalm 106 verse 16-18。
他们又在营中嫉妒摩西和耶和华的圣者亚伦。十七节
，17。
地裂开，吞下大山，掩盖亚比兰一党的人。十八节
，18。
有火在他们党中发起，有火焰烧毁了恶人。这个地方讲这个摩西亚伦。
Here it talks about Moses and Aaron.
有一些人嫉妒他。
Some of the Israelites was envious about them.
结果地裂开来。
Therefore the earth opened.
把这些人吞灭。
And swallowed them.
那其中包括这个摩西的姐姐亚利米利安。
And Marian, the sister of Moses, was included.
她嫉妒摩西。
She was jealous of Moses.
结果长大麻风。
So therefore, she became a leprous.
结果她被关到门外三天。
She was shut outside the door for 3 days.
那三天以色列百姓都没有进步。
For those 3 days, the Israelites did not improve.
这个摩西、亚伦跟这个米利暗其实都是以色列的领导者。
Moses, Aaron, and Miriam were the leaders of the Israelites.
但是没有办法相处。
However, they could not get along.
那以色列百姓就停在那地方三天不动。
So for 3 days, the Israelites stopped.
就等于说信仰就停在那里不会进步。
Which says that their faith did not grow.
这样看起来哈，这个以色列百姓在走旷野路，一个很重要需要突破就是人的关系。
So the second obstacle in our faith is that the relationships among men.
在教会里面做圣工越久，我越觉得最困难就是人际关系。
The more I work in the church, the more I feel like I have to overcome this obstacle.
很显然的，我们对很多人不满意。
It is obvious that we're not very satisfied with everybody.
但是很显然的，很多人也对我们不满意。
It's also very obvious that not many people are satisfied with us.
那么，这个人跟人之间的不满意，就造成人跟人之间的隔阂。
And this unsatisfaction creates a gap between men.
那么，这个隔阂如果没有解消
，If we do not get rid of this gap,
不但会影响圣工的进步，而且会影响我们的信仰。
Not only will it affect the improvement of the holy work, it will also affect our faith.
你看，布道会到现在好几天了。
We have had a spiritual evangelical services for many nights already.
今天联会第一天。
Today is the first day of general spiritual convocation.
有些信徒没有来，也不会来。
Some members are not here and they will not come.
你仔细分析什么因素？人的因素。
And if you look into it, you will find out that it is because of human reasons.
所以这个人的因素是一个非常严重的信仰天国，一个非常严重的问题，我们一定要克服。
So we must definitely overcome this obstacle.
这个问题如果没有克服，有一天我们会倒下去。
If we do not confront this problem, one day we will all fall.
那这个人的因素分作两层。
There are two levels of within this problem.
一层是信徒跟信徒之间。
The first level is between the members.
一层就是信徒跟这个工人、圣职人员之间。
And the second level is between the members and the holy workers.
这个信徒之间的这个不满意或者一些冲突，会影响对神的关系。
Among the members, if there are quarrels and problems, it will affect our relationship with God.
那这个就有一个困难。
There will be a difficulty then.
像一般的教会。
In normal churches.
有一次我到达拉斯去。
Once when I was in Dallas.
在这个 cafeteria 吃饭。
I was eating in a cafeteria.
不然那个聚会完了。
At the end of the service.
对面有一个大教堂聚会完了。
They're at the end of a service across the street.
哇，人山人海的，这个信徒都挤出来。
There are many members who rush out the door.
结果大家开车就回去了。
And everybody drove home immediately.
一般的美国教会啊，人跟人之间没有关系的。
So in the American church, men do not establish any relationship among themselves.
就是去教会聚会。
They only go to church to worship.
聚完会大家回去。
At the end of service, they all return home.
你跟坐在旁边的信徒没有什么关系的。
You do not have any relationship with the person sitting next to you whatsoever.
那因为没有关系，就不会有冲突。
Because there's no relationship, there's no quarrels, problems.
我们教会就是在强调人跟人要亲密。
In our church, we emphasize the closeness between men.
因为我们是一家的。
Because we're one family.
但是每一个人都有他的个性，有他的缺点。
However, everybody have their own shortcomings and their own problems.
所以当人跟人在亲密的时候，
so when man gets too close,
那个个性、那个缺点就会互相得罪。
That difference in personality and character will create problems.
所以这个如果没有克服，
if we do not overcome that,
你会看到两个人很亲，啪一下好像断掉一样。
Seeing two people being very close together, they will fall apart very quickly.
结果就没有来教会了。
And they will stop coming to church.
所以这是一个很困难，但是一定要克服的问题。
This is a very difficult problem, but one that needs to be overcome.
其实很多外在的障碍，那个真正的障碍是在里面。
Actually, there might be outward problems, but the problem actually lies within.
所以里面的障碍如果解决，它那外面不是问题。
If you can solve the problem within, there will be no problem.
我记得我们这个后面这个爱天刚盖好的时候。
I remember on the when the love hall first established.
这个建筑师不晓得什么感动他，就是这个窗户画黄色。
The architect happened to make all the glasses in yellow.
我第一次看到就很刺眼。
And when I first saw it, I thought it was too bright.
所以那个变成我一个障碍。
So that became an obstacle to me.
不但是我，很多信徒都感觉那个黄色不太配。
I was not the only one who was feeling this way.
那过了不多久，一个信徒跟我讲。
After a while, a member told me.
他说看久了也习惯了。
He said that after looking at it for a while, I'm used to it now.
那个黄色还在那里啊。
And that same color is still there.
但是他心里的障碍已经没有了。
However, the obstacle within is gone.
没有看起来也是很顺啊。
And now everything seems normal.
所以有时候我们觉得说障碍就是他，就是他。
So sometimes we feel like he is the obstacle.
我信仰的障碍就是他。
He is the obstacle of my faith.
我今天不去教会就是因为他。
He is the reason why I'm not going to church.
其实讲到这也是在里面。
But actually, you should examine yourself.
这个里面的障碍如果克服了，管他不在不在，那不是问题。
If you're able to overcome this obstacle within, you will not care about what the other people.
那么我们这个信徒之间要怎么样使人际关系能够更和睦？
How can we improve our mutual relationship?
这个是一个很重要的问题。
This is a very important problem.
那么另外一方面就是信徒跟这个工人之间。
The other aspect is between the members and the holy workers.
这个包括长老、执事、传道、负责。
This includes the elders, the deacons, the pastors, and also the board members.
人都是人啊，没有一个完全的。
Humans are human. Nobody is perfect.
我越发现事情做越多，这个人会错误越多。
I have found out that the more you do holy work, the more mistake you make.
不要做事情都没有错误。
If you don't do anything, you will not make any mistake.
那么人对人的不满常常因为他很多错误。
The unsatisfaction toward men is because their mistakes.
好像教会负责人也是这样。
For example, for the church board.
你不要做事都没有错误。
If you're not a board member, you will not do anything wrong.
你做越多，你错的可能就越多。
The more you do, the more mistake you make.
你不要开车都不有车祸。
If you don't drive at all, you will not get into a car accident.
你开越多越可能发生车祸。
The more you drive, the more chances you'll get into an auto accident.
所以我们常常对人的错误不能够接受。
Sometimes we cannot accept the other people's mistakes.
这是第一个，使这个 信徒跟工人之间的障碍。
And this is the obstacle between members and the workers.
第二点呢
？Number two.
讲越多，矛盾越多。
The more you talk, the more conflicts you create.
你道理翻开来讲越多，对照一下生活，矛盾越多。
The more you talk, the more you preach, the more you'll find contradictions.
我刚刚出来传道的时候，我不敢讲爱心。
When I first preach, I dare not to talk about love.
因为我知道我没有爱心。
Because I know I lack love.
啊，比起耶稣的爱，我差太多了。
Compared to the love of Jesus, I am far off.
啊，我常常听人在讲爱心，我觉得他根本就没有在做。
Sometimes I hear other people preaching love. I feel like he is not practicing what he preached.
因为那个障碍我没有办法克服。
I was not able to overcome this obstacle.
因为我自己做不到，我看到别人也没有在做。
Because I can't do it, and I don't see anyone else doing it.
哦，那一直经过一段时间
，After a while，
我一直在想
，I began to think，
这个要怎么办
？How can I overcome？
我想了很久。
After a while，
哦，我发现几个重点。
I discovered a few points。
啊，第一点
，Number one，、哦、
我们在教会里面这个讲道理
，As we preach in the church。
这个是代替神讲话
，We're speaking for God。
所以第一个就是鼓励自己。
So number one, we must encourage ourselves。
这个并不代表说讲道的人完全。
It does not mean the preacher has to be perfect。
如果我们要找一个完全人才能够讲道，你找不到一个人。
If only a perfect man can become a pastor, then you will not have any pastors。
所以这个讲道人本身就有一个态度，首先就是鼓励我自己。
So the pastor himself must have this attitude that I am encouraging myself.
因此道理讲越多，这个人越谦卑。
The more you preach, the more humble you'll be.
因为我所讲这么完全的道理，我本身都没有做到。
Because I'm preaching such perfect gospel, yet I'm not perfect.
我都一直在努力。
I should strive forward.
就会谦卑下来。
So I will be humble.
第二点
，Number two，
我发现我们在这个信仰生活、人际关系啊，首先要认识自己。
I discovered that in order to solve the problem of relationships, we must look at ourselves. Self.
我们人常常对自己没有认识。
Normally, we do not recognize ourselves.
耶稣讲过一个比喻。
Jesus has told us a parable.
就是一个税吏跟法利赛人在圣殿里面祷告。
It is the parable of the tax collector and the Pharisees praying in the chapel.
那个税吏在圣殿里面祷告，他知道他是罪的。
The tax collector knew that he was a sinner.
所以他不敢抬头。
So he dare not raise up his head.
他求神赦免他。
He asked God to forgive him.
那个法利赛人
However, the Pharisees,
他抬头在神面前。
He raised up his head in the presence of God.
数算自己进食祷告现实一间。
Counting his own righteousness.
不犯奸淫这些义。
How he has not done anything wrong.
但是法利赛人本身假冒为善这个义他不知道。
However, the Pharisee did not know that he was a hypocrite.
所以他祷告很大声。
Therefore, he prayed out loud.
他算自己的义处。
He was counting his own righteousness.
他看这个跪在旁边这个税吏的错。
He was looking at the wrongs of the tax collector.
因为他对自己没有认识。
Because he know not himself.
今天如果我们对自己有一个很清楚的认识
，Today if you know yourself clearly,
实在我们没有资格去指责别人的错误。
You will know that you have no right to rebuke the others.
今天我们一直在计算别人的错误。
Today we're counting on the wrongs of the others.
就是因为我们对自己的软弱、缺点、错误盲目。
It is because we're blind to our own weaknesses.
这个很简单，如果我们背面有一点是黑的。
If we have a
你穿白衣服，你背面有一点是黑的。
If you have a dirty spot in your back,
你绝对不会去笑别人的背面有一点黑的。
You will not laugh at the other person.
因为我知道我背面也是一点黑的。
Because you know that you have the same problem.
那今天我们去笑别人，为什么你穿的白衣服后面背面一点黑的
？Today we are laughing at the others for their bad points.
因为我们不晓得我们里面背面有一点黑的。
Because we know not about our own bad points.
所以今天我们常常对别人不满意。
Today we're not satisfied with the others.
最基本原因就是因为我们不认识自己。
Basically, we do not. It is because we do not know ourselves.
所以我们不能够接受别人的错误跟缺点。
That's why we're unable to accept the mistakes of the others.
第三点
，Number three，
我们人际关系要圆满啊，需要有一个神的力量在里面。
In order to create good relationship, we must have God.
就是爱心。
That is love.
需要有一种心灵上彻底的更新。
We must renew our spirit.
人跟人的关系才会新的。
Only then can we have a good relationship with the other man.
如果心灵上没有一个彻底的转变
，If we do not have a new transformation in our hearts,
这种外表的这个打招呼、这个外交式的问安，这个都不是有大的帮助。
The outward greeting do not do anything good for us.
那么这个心灵上彻底的更新，只有一个力量，就是神的爱。
And the only strength we can get to transform our heart is from God.
所以保罗在讲，他说爱就是 不计算人的恶。
And Paul says that love is not counting the wrongs of the other.
爱就是凡事包容。
Love is to endure at all things.
如果我们不计算人的恶，
if we do not count the others,
又能够包容，
and we can endure,
这个人际关系怎么会有问题呢？
We will not have any problems with the other man.
所以人际关系出问题，讲到最后就是一个没有爱，缺乏爱。
So one of the main points is that we don't have love.
所以这个教会里面如果人际关系没有问题，就是表示有爱，就是神在那个地方。
Therefore, if God is within a church, there will be no problems among men.
所以神所动工的教会里面的人不会有问题。
So if God is working in one church, everybody will live harmoniously.
不是他们没有缺点。
Not because they don't have any faults.
是因为他们有爱。
But because they have love.
所以能够赦免，能够包容。
Therefore, they could forgive and endure.
但是如果人不能够赦免，不能包容。
If a man cannot forgive and persevere.
那个里面没有爱。
There will be no love.
这个教会就没有神的动工。
And God will not work in this church.
因为里面没有爱，神就是爱。
Because there is no love. However, God is love.
所以我们要反省人际关系。
So we must look at ourselves.
人跟人有问题，就是人跟神有问题。
When there's a problem between man, there's a problem between God.
这个不能够切一刀切开来两半。
This is not different issues.
我只跟神很亲密。
You can't say that you're really close to God.
我跟大家合不来。
But you can't get along with everyone else.
不可能是这样。
This is impossible.
因为一个人如果真的在遵循神的道，
if a person truly obeys the commandments of God,
赦免、包容、忍耐，
forgive, endure, and persevere,
那么这个人跟周围的人就不会有问题。
Then this man will not have any problems with anybody.
所以我们要从人际关系来反省我们跟神的关系。
So you must examine yourself, on the issue.
你跟神有多亲密？
How close are you to God?
你就看你跟周围的人有多融洽，那个就是你跟神有多亲密的一个反照。
The closer you're to man, the closer you're to God.
所以这个信仰生活，人跟人啊，实在很困难。
So it's really difficult to live with other men.
但是这个困难一定要解决，我们信仰才会进步。
However, we must solve this problem before our faith can improve.
我们看彼得前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章
First Peter chapter 5
第五节
Verse 5
你们年幼的也要顺服年长，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰彼此顺服。这里讲说你们年幼要顺服年长。
Peter says young men be submissive to the older、哦、
这个绝对的，因为年纪大就是他的一个尊荣。
Because the elderly should earn their own respect.
但是我们不能够只看第五节上半部。
However, let us not only read the first part of this verse.
就是你们众人也要彼此顺。
It says all of you.
这个众人也包括年长要顺服年幼。
This also means that the elderly should be submissive to the young ones.
要怎么顺服？
How should we be submissive?
就是用真理顺。
That is to be submissive in the truth.
大家以真理为方向。
Everybody should submit to the truth.
大家从朝真理方向来走。
And everybody work toward the truth.
啊，这个人际关系就容易顺。
When we do that, then we could have good relationships.
所以人跟人不顺，常常是因为有一方逆了真理。
Sometimes this when one is not working toward the truth, there will be problems.
大家往前走，只有一个要往后走，那个就冲突了。
If everybody is walking forward while one person is walkingin reverse direction,
那个冲突就是人跟人的关系的一个障碍。
And that conflict becomes an obstacle.
所以要以真理，大家在心中啊相交往要以真理为基础。
So when we establish a relationship, truth must be in our heart.
因此我们在教会里面，
when we're in church,
我们的爱要有神的爱，而不是社会上这种人情的爱。
Our love should be the love of God.
这个社会的人情爱都是有期待的。
The love of this society comes with expectation.
你爱一个人，你期待他将来会爱你。
When you love a person, you expect him to repay you.
那么有期待就会有失望。
When there's expectation, there'll be disappointment.
那失望的那一天，关系就断掉了。
And when you are disappointed one day, you'll break up your relationship.
所以这种人情的爱有时候好像很火热，但是不到多久就完了。
So sometimes the love among men may be very vigorous, however, it will be easily broken.
没有办法耐久。
Because he cannot endure.
所以有的信徒啊，刚刚信主跟人很亲。
So sometimes a newcomer may be very close to everyone around him.
无所不谈。
He talks about everything.
把教会每一个人的缺点都谈。
And he talks about the bad points of everyone in the church.
当我们跟一个人很亲，把每一个人都拿来缺点都拿来谈的时候，
When you're very close to a person and start gossiping,
我们觉得教会里面他跟我最好。
You will feel he's the closest to you.
但是这个已经种下了两个人断绝的关系的一个因素。
However, that becomes a cause of your breaking up.
有一天如果两个合不来
，One day if they don't get along,
这个人到处去传，他也告诉你怎样，他也讲过你的怎样，那整个教会乱糟糟。
And he will begin to tell on the others.
所以我们教会这个以神为中心的爱，就是要以真理为，你不管跟谁有多好，你讲的话一定不能够超过道理。
So no matter how close you are to a person, you should not talk about anything outside of the gospel.
那么这个人的关系，你过二十年、三十年，你跟这个弟兄还是会很亲密。
So this relationship you establish after a very long time, you will still feel very close.
因为里面没有一个破坏的因素在里面。
Because there is no cause to break up this relationship.
所以以色列百姓没有办法走旷野路，一个很重要人的因素。
So one of the reasons why the Israelites cannot finish their journey is because of human causes.
你现在周围看了，现在没有来的。
So if you look around you.For those of you, those members who are not here right now,
你仔细分析为什么他现在没有来。
If you analyze them on why they are not here,
到最后一个绝对大多数的答案，人的因素。
And very likely is because of human causes.
我们要求主帮助我们。
We must ask God to help us.
有爱心。
To have love.
有真理。
To have truth.
来突破这个障碍。
To overcome this obstacle.
信仰才能够再进步。
Only then can our faith grow.
再看106篇诗篇。
Let us now turn back to Psalm number 106.
诗篇106篇
Psalm number 106
19节
Verse 19
他们在何烈山造了牛犊、拜铸成的像20节
Verse 20
如此将他们荣耀的主换成吃草人的像21节
21
万的神他们的救主他曾在埃及行的大事21节
22
在寒地行的奇事在红海行的可畏之事23节
23
所以神说要灭绝他们若非有他所拣选的摩西站在当中使他们愤怒转消恐怕他就灭绝了这个地方讲说以色列百姓造金牛犊
Here it describes how the Israelites made a cow
摩西上西乃山
When Moses went up to Mount Sinai
结果亚伦带领以色列百姓把所有这个戒指啦、这个耳环啦、所有金饰拿出来造了一个金牛犊
Aaron collected all the jewelries and gold and made a cow
听说最近这个考古啊，他们也挖到一个金牛犊。
Recently, the archaeologists has found this cow.
哦，真的有这个金牛犊。
It truly existed.
啊，结果就大家把这个当神来拜。
So they began to worship this calf as God.
所以这个金牛犊就是拜偶像。
So they were actually worshiping idols.
啊，这个拜偶像是一个非常严重的罪。
Worshiping idol is a very severe sin.
所以神啊，要打算把他们全部都杀掉。
God was very angry, and he decided to consume them all.
因此这样看起来这个天国路的一个障碍就是偶像
So one of the obstacles to the heaven is idols
最大的偶像是什么
What is the greatest idol
最大的偶像就是自己
The greatest idol is yourself
所以这个人文主义强调人就是自己的主人
So individualism emphasizes that you are your own master
就是把自己当偶像我已经超过神了我不需要神
You are your own idol You're better than God You don't need God
我的前途我自己决定
You can decide your own future
我不需要神
You don't need God
这个人就是他自己就是偶像
then this person becomes his own idol
那么自己当偶像了这个人就是天国路的障碍
so you yourself become an obstacle to yourself
所以以自我做为中心的人没有办法走天国路
so those who are self-centered cannot walk on this path
因此耶稣说
Jesus said
如果你要跟从我
if you wish to follow me
你要舍己
you must deny yourself
什么叫舍己
what is deny yourself
你要打破你自己这个偶像
That is to break up your own idol.
神啊，求你帮助我行道。
Lord, help me keep your truth.
求你帮助我走天国路。
Help me walk on this journey.
求你让我能够明白你的旨意。
Help me understand your way.
求你让我能够荣耀你的名。
Help me glorify your name.
一切都以神为中心。
If you could place God as your center,
这个人就没有偶像。
Then you won't have no idol in your life.
以利亚那个时代
at the time of Elijah,
人在拜偶像。
Man worship idol.
我们现在看啊。列王记上
Let's turn to First King
十八章
First Kings chapter 18
列王记上十八章十九节
Verse 19
现在你当差遣人招聚以色列的众人和侍奉巴利那450个先知并耶洗别所供养侍奉亚瑟拉的那400个先知使他们都上加密山去见我 这个地方告诉他说，你要叫这个耶洗别所供奉的亚瑟拉的四百个先知上加密山见我。
Here he says that summon the prophets of Asherah。
这个亚瑟拉是偶像的一个名字。
Asherah is the name of an idol。
听说这个亚瑟拉是狮子的身，然后人的上半身。
The legend says Asherah has the body of a lion and the upper body of a man。
一个女人的上半身。
An upper body of a woman。
那她没有穿衣服，是赤裸裸的。
And she is naked。
然后这个亚瑟拉一手拿着毒蛇，一手拿着这个百合。
And in the hands of Asherah, she is holding a poison snake and a lily.
这个有意思啊。
This is very interesting.
以色列百姓会拜亚瑟拉有意思了。
And there's a reason why the Israelites worship her.
他骑这个狮子，狮子就是战，对他们来讲就是战神。
She rides on a lion. That means the god of battle.
然后这个女人赤裸裸的，这个代表丰富啊，丰盛，就是他们的女神。
And the naked woman means fullness, and that is their god of agriculture.
然后他们手里拿着这个百合，这个百合的话就是爱神、性神。
The lily represent love and is the god of sex.
所以为什么这以色列百姓这么说拜这个神
？So that is why the Israelites worship her.
啊，因为他如果拜这个神
，because if they worship her,
会得胜
，they will be victorious,
会丰盛
，they will be prosperous,
情欲可以得到满足
，and they can satisfy their personal desire.
大家都在拜这个神
，so they're that is why they want to worship her.
难怪以色列百姓都在拜亚瑟拉
，and this is why.
你看现在人。
Look at the man today.
现在的生活是什么
？What is the life of a man?
也不是这几样吗
？It is the same thing.
现在人生的目标是什么
？What are the goals of a man?
成功
，success.
人崇拜成功。
Everybody wishes to be successful.
成功就成名。
If you're successful, you're famous.
第二个，丰富。
Secondly, prosperous.
第三个，性爱。
Third, lust.
这个就是现在人在追求的。
This is what men pursue.
已经成为人的偶像。
And this becomes their idol.
就因为这几个，使人没有办法拜真神。
Because of these, they're hindered.
所以偶像很厉害。
So idols are very powerful.
不但得罪神，让人没有办法走天国路。
Not only will you sin against God.
所以在信仰上
，you'll not be able to finish the journey.
要突破这些障碍。
In our faith, we must overcome these obstacles.
我们信仰才不断的进步。
So our faith can continue to advance.
今天早上讲三点。
This morning we talk about three points.
第一个障碍
，Number one，
欲望
，Your desire。
第二个障碍
，The second obstacle，
人
，Man。
第三个障碍
，The third obstacle，
金牛犊，偶像
，The golden calf idol。
啊，明天再继续玩。
We shall continue tomorrow.